Well, welcome back, Carla Melbourne, the legal practice manager at Shine Lawyers in Caboolture. And the question I have for you, Carla, is what would you say to employers who are worried that a work cover claim could bankrupt them or put them out of business?
That's just not how it works, is probably the simple answer to that. So you've taken out insurance through work cover, so you simply need to pay your excess, which, like I said, is typically around 2 weeks' worth of wages for that employee. And that is the end of your financial obligations in terms of the claim. So I think sometimes there's confusion about the difference between work cover and workplace health and safety. So workplace health and safety are an organisation that come out following really significant events, so like falls from heights, electrocutions, deaths, those sorts of things. And they're the ones that do investigations and can fine people for unsafe practices. Whereas if you're an employer and you've had an employee sustain, you know, a less significant injury, then there's unlikely to be a workplace health and safety investigation, and you're unlikely to see those sort of more significant steps. What it is in terms of a work cover claim, it's about putting the employee, you know, in the position that they would have been in if they weren't injured, so supporting them with wages and treatment rather than about punishing you as a business owner for having the injury occur. So you don't need to be worried about that. And in fact, to have a work cover claim, it doesn't even need to be your fault, okay? Simply that the injury occurred in connection with work is enough for the claim to be accepted.
So wouldn't it be the case that it's actually beneficial for businesses to help keep their worker recovery properly managed from an injury?
Absolutely it is. So I've got a mate that owns a business, a plumbing business, and he had an employee that went on work cover, and he was really impressed with the way that that was dealt with. And the reason for that was that he was worried about how he was not able to get his worker back for a number of weeks because it was going to take that long until he could get, you know, even his first physio session at the hospital. But once work cover got involved, he was then able to see a private physio because work cover were prepared to pay that. And what that meant was the amount of time that he was out of the workforce was actually significantly reduced because he was able to get that treatment sooner and get back into things. So that was really important for him as a small business owner to be able to get his worker back sooner.
Work cover is, in fact, an education. So finally, what's your message to employers who've had a worker suffer an injury?
Yeah, so my advice is that you shouldn't be interfering in the process. You shouldn't be putting any pressure on your staff not to bring a claim. And in fact, there has been some changes to the Work Cover Act recently that makes that an offence under the Work Cover Act. So if you've got someone that's injured at work, make sure they fill in an incident report, make sure they get medical assistance, and make sure that they get onto work cover so that those wages and medical treatment can be funded and your worker can have the best chance of making a full recovery and getting back to work as quick as possible, which is what we all want.
Indeed so. And Carla Melbourne, who's the legal practice manager for Shine Lawyers in Caboolture, thank you for joining us and keeping our community informed and connected. And want to keep abreast with the latest? Well, head on over to the 1015fm.com.au website and listen again to any of the podcasts you may have missed.